This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is Yev Dibrov, the co-founder and CEO of Armis, a very, very cool cybersecurity company. Yev, welcome.
Thank you so much, Gary. Great to be here.
So you guys are doing something that only a few companies ever figured out, and that is, who's on my network? What IoT device is this? Why is the cleaning company's laptop sitting on the bank network at midnight? Why is this VoIP VLAN connected to the corporate network? Is this a good move or not a good move in the conference room that has access to by guests? Am I missing anything?
So you've described it really well. And I would say that we started this company after many conversations with the chief security officers, chief information officers about their challenges, hearing from again and again about the explosion of connected devices in every environment, from like regular corporate environment, from printers, smart TVs, cameras, building automation systems, to think of like a hospital with all the medical devices, MRI machines, infusion pumps. Everything is connected. Think about manufacturing environments with PLCs, HMIs, industrial controllers, robotic arms. Think of grids, utilities. All those devices there are basically devices that are unagentable, devices that you cannot put your antivirus, your agent to secure those, and those are most of the devices today.
So if I have a TCP/IP stack running, which everybody does from our cell phone, to, as you said, the air conditioning unit at Target, I think, was hacked once, yep. And then you get in the corporate network somehow, to the wireless router at TJ Maxx, where they lost 150 million records, I believe, from a wireless router the kid sat in the parking lot and got access to it and then spoofed the MAC address of a barcode scanner, a Microsoft WASP, WASP is the vendor, but Microsoft has this pocket PC running on a little barcode scanner. It runs a mini version of Windows with an IP address. And then they pretended, hey, I'm going to be one of the barcode scanners. Let me steal all the records on the network. They got it the Visa payment gateway. They stole the records. Biggest breach in history, maybe. I mean, a number of credit cards, biggest breach. This wouldn't have happened if they had Armis.
So that's why we are here. That's why we are growing very fast over the last few years since we started the company in late 2015. Mm-hmm. Since we've grown, we have already 200 employees in the company, backed by Sequoia, Bain, and Insight, kind of the best VCs there, to really solve a big problem. And the big problem, when imagine like in a year or two from now, 90% of your devices, 90% of your endpoints are those that you cannot install anything on those.
They're unagentable.
Unagentable, exactly.
And you have an agentless solution to detect, to alert, and can you even quarantine or isolate?
Exactly. We start from like visibility and inventory of what do I have, from printers, smart TVs, phones, to PLCs, HMIs, etc., point of sales in retail. To really, the second thing is about risk and vulnerabilities. What's the risk of my camera? One thing is to identify it. The second part is to tell you, oh, by the way, in this Hikvision camera, there's a Chinese government backdoor. I think this is an important information.
Oops, did you just leak to the media that there's a Chinese government backdoor in my TV and my camera and all my devices that I bought from China? It's obvious. I mean, we're joking, but we're not joking, right? So what you're saying is they have an inbuilt vulnerability. We call it supply chain management 101, and everybody's missing this. Along comes Armis, and you say, this device, you don't care what country put the backdoor in. You don't care. You care that there's a backdoor or a vulnerability that's exploitable by anybody. Because once you weaken something for one nation state, hackers, cyber criminals, other nations can get in. And you're giving me visibility to that, and what do we do? What if we can't fix that IoT device?
So once we saw what it is, because identification of what exactly it is, it's also a huge challenge. The exact make model of this camera, of this HMI or this infusion pump, then we tell you about the risk. The third part, I would say, which is a big part here, it's actually the security piece of actually how would I know what's good or what's bad to the printer, to the camera, to the HMI, to the PLC, etc. So we've built today the largest knowledge base in the world, currently around 10 million unique device profiles. Armis always monitors in every deployment that we have the behavior of all these devices, and then we know what's a day in the life of the HVAC, what's a day in the life of the PLC, and then we know what differentiates from the standard deviation of that
device.
So
an anomaly or standard deviation of the behavior that allows you to determine in real time that there is some threat going after this device that may not be fixable, may not be patchable. This is incredible. Now, can anyone afford to deploy Armis?
Many companies. We are deployed today in around 250 companies around the world.
Big Fortune 100
type? Yeah, focused a lot on the Fortune 500.
Direct sales or channel?
Combined.
Okay.
Combined. We leverage the channel a lot because we are at actually like a very big scale stage right now where we are scaling our team across North America, Europe, APAC. Have a lot of presence there, so we leverage the channel a lot to go to the. I mean, always like we will be involved in deals, but the key here is to scale and how to grow very fast, and we leverage the channel from, like, the Optives of the world. Mm-hmm. Optive is a great partner, for example, mm-hmm. but definitely also regional partners, MSSPs.
I was going to ask you, what do you think MSSPs? Because let's say I'm a little SMB, I still need Armis to watch my network. Right?
Yeah.
So can I afford you if it's through an MSSP? You're starting to look at that market.
Yeah, exactly.
So, perfect.
So we are cooperating. We're working together with MSSPs to deliver our services to a variety of different size companies.
Fantastic.
And it's all about scale right now. And at this stage, we are doubling down. We raised $65 million our Series C just 3 months ago, mm-hmm. led by Sequoia Capital mm-hmm. US. Mm-hmm. And this round was really all about scale.
Scaling the business.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you always have to scale customer support, always, and the technical support and the sales engineers, scale them in parallel with the revenues. Because one of the problems you notice when you're scaling a business like yours, which is so innovative, is that the revenues will blow past your ability to support them. So keep an eye on that, because number one is the customer picks up the phone, one of your team answers and helps solve a problem, and then you will keep scaling till you are past the black unicorn phase.
Oh, that's a key piece here, Gary, and we are focusing a lot on customer support and success. Those organizations that we have grown very fast in the last, I would say, 6 to 9 months. We had a great team there that is built to make our customers happy and to make them raving fans all the time. And I would say almost every customer of ours is a happy reference today.
I would
so
be happy
I'm very
too,
proud about that.
You should be, because you're showing them things they never had visibility into. So can we get a proof of value or concept? Can we get a demo? Is there a web page that teaches us all about Armis? Where do you recommend our viewers go?
So our website, armis.com, is a great place with a lot of good resources from a variety of white papers, but also to get a demo, to contact us to get a demo. But definitely that's the best place. And also, like, I would be happy to get, for any customer can just email me or directly. And
really? The yes. CEO is giving out yes. his email?
Yes.
What's your email?
Yevgeny@armis.com.
Now, how do we spell Yevgeny@armis.com?
It's the Yev, which is my Starbucks name.
Y-E-V?
Y-E-V, and then G-E-N-Y.
G-N-Y, Yevgeny@armis.com. Very few CEOs in the hot seat want to give their email. This is a cool CEO. Great interview. Enjoy the hot seat. Go to armis.com if you want the network visibility and security that you've been missing, because there's so many devices that can't be patched or managed properly. You've got to have a solution like Armis.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.